The Brave and the Surviving Story by
Sebastian,
Sam,
Helena,
Avery,
and Nia. Story of this Cherokee family is a hard one to digest. The story starts in Georgia, 1838. The twins, Amma and Anuli, were in the yard while their mother, Anyoka, and her sister, Yona, sat watching them. Uncle Waya was in the house, reading the Cherokee newspaper. Then, suddenly, Uncle Waya came running out into the yard, looking alarmed.
Everyone, I just got news that President Jackson has ordered all the Cherokee out of Virginia and onto an Indian reserve in Oklahoma.
What? Today?
Mother, what's happening?
Everyone, settle down. We will not be leaving anytime soon.
No, we should just leave. If we stay, the militia will come and kill us.
Are we going to die, Mama? No, there'll be no bloodshed of our people on our land. We've already conformed to the white people's society. We will not give them the satisfaction of our retreat.
But staying here is bound to get us killed. Why would you want to put us in that kind of danger?
The family moves into the house to further discuss. But Anyoka had already made up her mind. She would stay, and soon she convinced everyone else that they would fight for their land. Then the militia came.
Mom, some men are at the door.
The militia. Everyone brace yourselves.
Evening, everyone. Now, where are your bags?
We're not leaving.
That's when everything became a blur. Anyoka tried to turn them away, but they barged in. She grabbed a gun from one of the soldiers, and that's when it happened. Anyoka was shot.
Mother!
No!
Anyoka, are you okay?
They ran over to her, but it was too late. She was gone.
All right, pack it up.
Before they went to pack, they buried Anyoka. The twins held each other while they cried for their mother. Anyoka's brother and sister just stood there, comforting the twins. After saying their goodbyes, they went back inside and started to pack. They left on the Trail of Tears in the winter of 1838 and arrived at the Indian Territory early 1839. Many years passed before the family opened up about their experiences.
In all honesty, the last thing I remember about the Trail of Tears was the beginning.
We endured many struggles. My sister and I became more mature than most 8-year-olds.
Along the way, we lost my brother, Waya, to cholera.
Because of the loss of our mother, that made us press through on our journey.
Throughout the journey, over 4,000 Cherokee died. This is why the journey received the name the Trail of Tears.